Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him. So let me encourage you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 19. It says, to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness, or you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, I was reading an unknown quote by an unknown writer, and he writes, love is silence when your words would hurt. Love is patience when your neighbors cut. Love is deafness when a scandal flows. Love is thoughtfulness for others' woes. Love is promptness when stern duty calls. Love is courage when misfortune falls. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches that the three cardinal virtues of the Christian life are faith, hope, love. With love as the greatest, as recorded in 1 Corinthians 13:13. These virtues in a person's life are the most convincing evidences of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. True faith must always lead to a life of love for God and others. It also gives purpose for this life and the glorious hope of spending eternity with our King of love. Our love relationship with others should be characterized as sacrificial, sensitive, and sharing. We should relate to people even as Jesus did. He loved individuals simply for themselves and met and accepted them at the place of their personal need. Hallelujah. Let's practice the love of Christ in our lives today. Let's love God and love our neighbors. And God is going to bless us. He will strengthen us and lift us up, because we are the ambassadors of Jesus on this planet Earth. And that's what God is anticipating for us to emit the glory of God in this world. Amen. I was listening to a beautiful hymn written by John Whittier in 1867. I'll attach the link of that. It's immortal love, forever full, forever flowing free, forever shared, forever whole, a never ebbing sea. We may not climb the heavenly steeps to bring the Lord Christ down. In vain we search the lowest deeps, for Him no depths can drown. It's a beautiful, beautiful one, and you'll be blessed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful and thankful to you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. I ask of you, Father God, that you will fill us with your agape love. Our hearts will be warmed with the love of God. And I pray, Lord, that we will love you and we love our neighbors. And we will do exactly what your word commands us to do, in Jesus' name. I pray, O Lord, that you will lead us and guide us by the power of the Holy Spirit today. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that we will be able to emulate you, to imitate you, to live by your precepts, that the name of Jesus will be glorified. Abba, Father, I thank you today for your people, O Lord, for your flock as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses. In running the errands for the day, I ask for your grace and your glory to abound upon them. I pray the Lord, your power will manifest in their lives. I pray, Lord, that they will truly be the salt, the light, and a voice unto the nations. In their surrounding areas, in their workplaces, in their meeting their business clients, they will be the aroma of Christ wherever they grow. I pray, Lord, that you will bless them. You will keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are your heritage. They are your people. They are bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Spirit. And I pray that you will perfect everything that concerneth their lives. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. I speak health and strength into their minds and into their bodies, because the Lord, your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, And we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.